And we're going to continue right now with DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll at the Marquette Field Office, where we left off in our last outdoor report earlier this hour. So here's part two.
I guess, one of the things that jumps at me when you talk about this, and I actually concur that when we were talking to these other check stations around the UP, the age class is like flip-flopped from the 10-year average.
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, typically, like I said before, our bread and butter that come in are your year-and-a-half-old bucks, anywhere from spikes to even sometimes, at least in Marquette, maybe a six-pointer, depending on where they were found or where they were harvested. And we're just not seeing that. The percentage of year-and-a-half-old is fairly low. You know, these deer that are three-and-a-half, four-and-a-half have made it through all these hard winters. They're basically the last ones there, and now we're harvesting them. And so I don't think there's many that are going to be even older that we're going to have available, next year, because we're hitting so hard on these 3.5-year-old deer. Those are your trophy bucks next year. Not to say that some of these 3.5s aren't really nice-looking deer. It's just it's kind of alarming, and I don't think it's sustainable to harvest deer at this rate in this older age class.
Well, we'll have to see what the group of you biologists kind of come up with for a conclusion on that and a course of action, if there is one even. But
it is, and it's going to be, and of course, we're still not done. We still don't have all our data in, but it is very interesting what's going on. I think one thing that's going on is I think these older age bucks are a little bit more vulnerable this year because there's fewer does on the landscape, so they're out traveling further. They're getting into areas that they aren't maybe familiar with where the cover is. So, and just being traveling and moving more makes them more vulnerable to hunting. And I think that's another thing that's kind of adding into this. It's very strange. Like I said, it's something that I have not dealt with in my 18-year career where we've seen numbers like this.
Could you make an early rough guess if the buck to doe ratio has made a huge correction?
No, I can't, because, one, our camp survey will give us some really good insight on that, where we blanket camps across the UP, and I remind any listener, if they'd like to get involved in that camp survey, to contact their local DNR office. It's a really powerful survey as we build members that add data, and plus, if you're a member of it and participate, you get a full summary of the results of that camp survey, and that's one of the things that it does capture pretty well is buck to doe ratio, because we're getting that data right from the hunter and what they're seeing throughout the firearm deer season. So we'll have a little more information on that after the season when we start to get that survey pulled together.
Well, we'll definitely encourage camps to participate in that. So last question here, what's the oldest buck you've seen so far that you've aged?
5.5.
Wow, that's old.
Yep.
Not a lot of teeth left in that mouth.
No, for a buck, that's old. Yeah. I mean, certainly they are very capable of living longer, but bucks in the UP, it's a tough life for them.
Well, Brian, thank you for taking some time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources at the Marquette Field Office and Check Station. And this is The Outdoor Show.